Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Advocate Tsaliso Tipanyani, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. South Africa waking up to a difficult Monday morning.
Yes, good morning to you and to listeners. Indeed, a very, very difficult and challenging times we're into it.
So obviously the right to protest is something that is enshrined, it is valuable, it is absolutely part, goes part and parcel with every democracy or any country striving to be a democracy. That said, there's a very fine line and there is a stage where protest flips over to something a little bit more sinister and ominous than that. How do we try and figure this out?
Yeah, you know, there are many aspects to this, but I guess one could start by saying that, you know, it clearly shows that there is a need for us to further deepening the appreciation of the right to protest peacefully without destruction of property. And of course, I guess our history, also goes against us, but we certainly need to fight this thing because there will always be protests wherever the human beings. You know, but secondly, I think, you know, the state also has a responsibility to protect innocent people against the people who decide to abuse the right to protest. And one is not very certain as to whether this has been done properly, you know, where is our intelligence, where is our law enforcement. I hear, of course, people are saying we should avoid Marikana, yes, but there are many other ways in which we could deal with these issues in a much more effective manner. But sadly, you know, I guess, you know, the underlying inequality in our country, issues of poverty and unemployment, also continue to feed into this. But I think for me, you know, what is really, really more important is really about all of us, regardless of our situations in life in this country, is the future of our country, what kind of a future do we want? And therefore, what we're doing today, you know, through this protest, banning and looting, does it really help us to achieve the future we want for our children and our current children and so forth?
Does anybody think that it really does? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm looking at live footage now, Makro in Durban being looted, shopping centers on fire. Does anybody really, who's walking out with a television set from Makro, really, can they possibly say, I'm doing this for the betterment of the country?
No, this is a sad thing, is that people are really thinking in a short-sighted manner, and that's what I'm saying, they need for us to really appreciate the values which inform the right to protest, but also the values of building a stable and prosperous and peaceful future tomorrow.
Yeah.
And therefore, a lot of work still needs to be done. But also, the other thing which I also forgot to mention is that, you know, sometimes we also have to take a step back and ask ourselves, how do ordinary people behave when they see many of their leaders just doing the opposite?
Mm.
So where is the moral value? Where are the moral standards? And I think we as a country have really not done enough, to hammer this point that, you know, there must be accountability and nobody should be above the law. So when we see our politicians, our business people being corrupt, stealing and looting from the resources without going to jail, what kind of message are we sending to ordinary people?
Is it possible that this has got absolutely nothing to do with Jacob Zuma and more about just a simple frustration that people are experiencing, and this is just an outlet?
Well, it's a combination of that, because this is not the first time we see looting, you know. Whenever there are, for example, xenophobic violence or even when there are accidents on the road, people do this. So again, you know, it's an issue which we have to address. What informs this moral fiber in our, this level of moral fiber in our country? What confirms our lack of care about tomorrow? Are we so traumatized, so brutalized, so lacking empathy that, you know, we just don't care? And what ties people into this kind of situations? But secondly, what then are people like ourselves and government and everyone else doing to try and ensure that we do have a better chance for tomorrow?
What should the government be doing at this point?
Well, I think government really has to go back to the drawing board. We really need to ensure that at least there's no impunity. I mean, there's nobody who gets away at the top for corruption and looting of our resources. The police themselves are much more effective, and we are able to hold effectively the government. And I don't think Parliament has really been doing that well in that regard. But also, what about the private community, private sector? You know, if people are indeed reduced to this low level of life, then we should not be surprised sometimes when they also behave in a certain manner.
And that's, of course, the problem, is that this balance is very, very hard to achieve. And my concern here is that we've almost, to some extent, hit a perfect storm where we've got people that have been subject to very, very difficult conditions economically, haven't necessarily benefited from much of what's gone on within government. Add the lockdown, COVID to it, and the perfect excuse to ignite this, and we're in trouble.
Yes, because you see that it's not all Jacob Zuma supporters who are doing this thing.
No, of course not.
So again,
I don't think
must not run away, you know, from the individual moral responsibility even of an ordinary looter.
Mm.
You know, because they are also personally liable for their conduct, regardless of the situation they find them in. Not all poor people go and do this kind of thing.
Absolutely right. Very, very concerning. We do need to leave it there. Let's hope that the day settles, the week settles, and we get back to some form of normality. Advocate Tsaliso Tipanyane, who's the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and help us to navigate this very difficult area.